Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Happy Talk Radio. This is Gloria Stanley, your host with the most exciting, profound, happy news from coast to coast. The chat today is about Make Music Day, Make an International Celebration Pop-Up Downtown Boogie and the Making Arts Alliance. But the Boogie is on June 21st. Well, I have a very special guest here with us who's going to share more about the Making Arts Alliance and Make Music Day with you. Her name is Julie Wilkerson. She is the executive director of the Making Arts Alliance, and she has all the scoop. And listen to this. She will also, her organization will be hosting the first annual Make Music Day John Robert Lewis Honorary Award Reception. Need I say more? I just would like to say one more thing here. This Make Music Day event on June 21st is going to be different from all the others because it will host a symbolic statesman who will stand up for liberty and justice for all. We are celebrating John Robert Lewis this Make Music Day. And I'm going to say hello, Ms. Wilkerson. How are you doing, Julie?
Hey, Gloria, I'm doing good. Thank you for having me.
Well, Julie, you know, you are, I guess, a viable engine in terms of the success of Make Music Day through the years. So first of all, Since my audience is hearing you for the first time here on Happy Talk, share with us about the Macon Arts Alliance, what it is, what it represents in the city of Macon.
So the Macon Arts Alliance is the umbrella arts organization for Macon-Bibb County. Our mission is to foster support for arts and culture in central Georgia. And to do that, in doing that, we really, everything we do kind of falls into three buckets. So one bucket is advocacy, and we advocate on the local level with our mayor's office and county commissioners, the state level through Georgians for the Arts, and on the national level through Americans for the Arts. And we advocate for arts-friendly policies, things that make it easy for arts and culture to exist and make it easy for people to access arts and culture, and also for arts funding for our local, state, and national arts entities. The second thing we do is provide direct support to artists and arts organizations through granting programs like our community arts project and programming grants, and through the Creative Relief Fund, which is a new relief fund for artists who are suffering some sort of financial hardship. And obviously that was created out of COVID, but it will continue on for artists who, you know, may not have insurance and have some health issue where they just need, you know, $1,000 here or there to help them get through a hard time. And we also provide a marketplace in that same sense and marketing support for our arts organizations through the gallery at 486 First Street. So we have a commission-based retail store where we sell local, state, and regional art. And then we have two ceramics exhibitions, one in the fall, one in the spring. The one in the fall, we also have glass vendors. And those, again, are commission-based, which provide a good audience for artists to sell and exhibit their work. And then the third thing we do, a lot of people really don't think about art as a way to pursue and increase economic development, but we work in underserved and underprivileged, economically depressed neighborhoods to use art and culture as a catalyst to revitalize those neighborhoods. We've been working in the East Macon neighborhood of Fort Hill, the specific Mill Hill area, for about 6 or 7 years, and over the next 5 years plan to extend that work into other neighborhoods in Macon. So we're excited about that. So those are really the three things that we do. And I also want to say that we do those things through a lens of fostering connection and compassion, especially in the last year or year and a half since the pandemic. And, you know, a lot came up about racial injustice and some systemic problems that need to be fixed, and certainly Macon-Bibb County is not exempt from that. So what we want to do is look at all of our programs and say, how can these cultural programs that we do foster connection among people and have people have conversations with each other for better understanding, and how can that foster compassion so that we all understand where everyone is coming from and we're a more compassionate and connected world. So that's kind of a tall order, but that's our goal, and that's what we've tried to accomplish every single day.
So what is your projection in terms of expanding that goal? Because I know that in Macon, there's been the tool progress. So how does that fit into that map?
So Macon is a planning community, which is very good. We have several groups. The mayor, we have a new mayor, and I served on his transition team, and that is an ongoing team to hold him accountable for the things that we came up with together that we want to accomplish in Macon. So there is a plan for the community called Forward Macon to help solve those problems of poverty and inequity of poverty and blight. And the community is very aware that arts and culture can help with that. We also have a One Macon plan, and the One Macon group is a wide, diverse, and large group of community leaders who meet once a month to talk about what we're doing and how we can work together. And that's a beautiful thing about our community, is that people, instead of feeling competitive about trying to, you know, who's doing this and who's doing that, we listen to each other to hear what other people are doing. And when I hear something that fits in maybe with something we want to do, then we come in and say, how can we help? And then underneath that, we have a cultural plan for Macon that was created in 2020. It actually wrapped up right before the pandemic hit Central Georgia in March of 2020. And that plan has a vision that Macon's ethnic, creative, and cultural diversity is key to ensuring economic success and equity. And so our that plan is centered on equity in a way to using the diversity of the creativity in Macon-Bibb County to help reach that goal. So there are some specific five-year plans with specific action steps and priorities that we're following and we're sharing with everyone in our community to help them realize that we can achieve these goals, and we have some steps lined up to do that if we'll all be on the same page.
Okay, and you mentioned that you are serving on the advisory committee with the mayor's office in terms of holding some of the things accountable. So I know that we are talking about community connections and everything. So here recently, I know that there has been projects throughout the city pertaining, I guess, cleaning up the city. How has the art community operated in that capacity?
So that is a very that's a very important thing in reaching our goal of developing neighborhoods and increasing neighborhood pride and getting some of these depressed neighborhoods out of poverty. Blight is a big problem in Macon-Bibb County, and it contributes to two things. One is it's certainly a contributing factor in crime. So safety is an issue, and by removing abandoned and burned out buildings, we can reduce crime in those neighborhoods. And then also we can add to that by not just removing a blighted building, but by adding public art projects and beautification projects to replace what was that blighted building. So instead of a facility or a building that might lend itself to crime, we have something beautiful that the neighborhood can be proud of, and that makes the neighborhood want to continue to keep their neighborhood safe and clean and free from blight. So we definitely, that's a lot of what we have worked with the Urban Development Authority in East Macon to renovate some blighted housing, and it's actually for sale. Anyone can buy their 14 houses in the block. We have sold 5 or 6 houses, I believe, and now when one house sells, another home is renovated, and there is some down payment assistance and some encouragement if artists buy those houses. We're trying to revitalize that neighborhood using art as a catalyst. So we're very aware and very much participating in how we can help clean up neighborhoods and then, again, replace some of that blight with some public art projects that will then beautify the neighborhoods even more.
Well, see, now this is where Make Music Day comes into the picture, because we're trying to, expand economic growth, tourism, with all of the beautification in terms of the changes that are evolving in the city of Macon. Now, let's talk about Music Day. How will the arts, Macon Arts Alliance, participate in this event?
You know, this is the third Make Music Day, and thank you, Gloria, for spearheading that and being the champion and organizer of the Make Music Days. And Macon has first art and music in particular is such a unifying genre of culture. Music is something that everyone can participate in and everyone can listen to, and we don't really think about inequity when we are listening to music, and music makes us happy. So that's one way that we are really fostering connection and compassion through Make Music Day. So we want to support that in any way that we can. We're hosting the reception, and I know we'll talk about that in a little bit. And then whatever marketing we can do and encouraging our member organizations to participate in Make Music Day, we want to do that because Macon has a remarkable music legacy, and much more than many other cities around the country. A lot of communities and cities around the country are focusing on music and taking advantage of music, but very few of them, if any, have a legacy to build on like we do. But we don't want to just focus on our music past. That certainly makes music prominent in Macon, with Otis Redding and Little Richard and the Allman Brothers and Luke Bryan and Jason Aldean and tons at the Robert McDuffie Center for Spring. So all genre and all levels of music. But our music present is also very strong, and our music future is strong. We have a large, very talented group of young urban musicians that are hip-hop artists, and they are working in Atlanta, and they're working in Macon, and they want to bring recognition to Macon. In addition to that, we have all other kinds of young talent that's here in Macon. So when we celebrate Make Music Day, we want to celebrate that talent that we have and the talent that we're developing. And again, the most important thing we really want to do is to provide an event and foster an event that is connecting people using music.
One thing about Make Music Day, it is unique in its own setting because it is not just a local event, but it is a national, international event. And this is a free celebration for the world, And I think that with Macon having the recognition in terms of being the city where soul lives, and with all the connections, outstanding artists that have come out of the city of Macon, Make Music Day is like already on the map when it comes to the Make Music Day scenario. So with that, and I will tell you, Macon Arts Alliance has been like a blessing to be so connected with the idea, the vision, and the mission of Make Music Day. And I will tell you, Julie, I really and truly do appreciate everything, all of your support and your engine in terms of getting the information out. Share with us about the Macon Arts Alliance in terms of not just this event, but many other events in the city with the Macon365.com site.
Yes. So one of our programs is Macon365. And you can Google search that. And what you find is a calendar. It's really so much more than that. And we're just tapping into what that platform can do. But the first and foremost thing you see is a community calendar. And we want organizations and businesses and whoever is producing any sort of entertainment event to add their events to that community calendar. Visit Macon uses that calendar on their website to promote things that are happening in Macon. And our goal is that you will go one place and enter your event, and then all organizations in Macon will use that calendar. So then we also have people. So we want organizations to put their events on the calendar, and then we also want people to go to the calendar to see what's happening that weekend or that week or in October. You know, someone from Atlanta may be planning a trip and say, well, we're going to stop in Macon and spend the night. And they can go to Macon 365 and search that night that they'll be here and see what's happening in Macon. So it's a great way to let people know everything that's happening in Macon. There's also several programs within it. One is an artist registry where artists and musicians can go on to Macon 365 and create a profile, and they can tag themselves if they're a country artist or a hip-hop artist or a classical artist or an opera singer or a ceramicist or a photographer, whatever art it is they do, they can tag themselves as that. And then if someone is looking for a commissioned painting or photograph or a certain kind of music for an event, they can use that artist registry to see what's available. We've just in the last year or two started populating that, and we want all the artists in Macon to have their bio and a link to their website or work on Macon 365 as well. There's a link to the Macon Music Trail, which is a great asset in Macon. It's a it's really its own website, but you can do a walking tour and learn of the of Macon's music history. And that is managed by Visit Macon, but there's a link there on Macon 365 as well. So what we do, we have a strong email list of about 6,000 art enthusiasts, and that's growing every day. And we send out an email every Thursday about what's happening in the next 10 days in Macon Bibb County. So that's another advantage for people to put their events on the calendar so that we can let people know through that, you know, directly being proactive about that as well, what's going on.
Well, is there any way you can measure your audience in terms of who visit that site?
We do. We have metrics. There are metrics, and we are, and I want to say we have about 1,000 visits a month of people that go on the website to see what is happening, and there are about 125 organizations that are registered that put their events on Macon 365. That's really still just scratching the surface. Getting the word out about it is important, and then also in the last year during the pandemic when events weren't happening, I feel like it kind of dropped off people's radar, so we're having to remind people that that they need to go on there and put their events. And then for our member organizations, we have a digital kiosk in our gallery that they can send us a digital poster of their event or what they're doing, and then we'll put that on our kiosk so that our patrons can see it, and you can see it from the street, so people walking by can see it as well. So just continuing to try to get the word out about what's happening in Macon so that tourists will know what's happening and so that people who live in Macon will know what's happening. And we're excited about some expansion that we're doing with that. We're working on a neighborhood kind of portal where you'll be able to go in and say, well, I live in the Pleasant Hill area or the Ingleside area or South Bibb County. What's happening where I live? And you'll be able to search what's happening around you. So there's some really exciting upgrades coming to Macon 365 that we are looking forward to getting out there.
Well, I know for definite that Make Music Macon is on Macon365.com. I want to tell everyone out there who's listening to this program, please visit it and find the lineup in terms of the activities that are going on around the city. And I would like to ask you, Julie, you have been connected with Make Music Day since 2018. What are some of your fondest memories?
You know, one of the things that I love about Make Music Day is that anyone can do it. Participate anywhere. And what we want is to know what people are doing. So I love it when people post on Facebook that they're playing the kazoo or they're singing in the car or they're going to a concert event. And they're doing that because it is June 21st. It is Make Music Day. and they are participating. And that's really the best thing about it. There is a lineup of events where people can go, but if you're unable to attend, then all we really want is for you to make music where you are at some point during that day and then tell the world about it and tell us about it so that we can celebrate with you wherever you are.
Well, I have a quote here I would like for you to share what it means to you. It says, stop waiting for Friday, for summer, for someone to fall in love with you, for life. Happiness is achieved when you stop waiting for it and make the most of the moment you are now in.
Oh, Gloria, I love that quote. I think it is so, I have, for years growing up, I had a bad, I would say a bad habit, but just I was always looking for the next thing. You know, when I was in high school, it was, oh, I can't wait to be in college. When I was in college, I can't wait to have children and watch them grow up. And then I can't wait to have grandchildren. And I have one now, and they're the best thing in the world. But happy, I think that I have learned in my age to enjoy the moment, to enjoy the present and the moment that we are in at that time. I think we should have goals. I think goals are important. There's nothing wrong with planning, but we need to make sure that we're not spending all our time planning and not enjoying where we are, because every moment is precious. Every moment of life should not be wasted by being worried or concerned about what's going to happen in the future, but let's enjoy the day. And I think that's a great quote for Make Music Day as well, because you can just sing or listen to music or play an instrument and just enjoy the day and the moment.
I absolutely agree with you. It's really peaceful. It's a very peaceful statement to really kind of reflect upon. And that's exactly what you did. And I appreciate your remark. However, I want to emphasize to everyone out there that Make Music Day will be on June 21st, and it is a free celebration of music around the world. And that it was launched in 1982 in France as the Fête de la Musique. It is now held on the same day in more than 1,000 cities in 120 countries, and it's completely different from a typical music festival, and Make Music is open to anyone who wants to participate. So please make certain that you participate out there. We have 2 minutes and 2 seconds left, and we cannot end this program without talking about the first annual Make Music Day John Robert Lewis Honorary Award reception. Will you share a little bit in terms of what you anticipate at the Making Arts Alliance?
Yeah, so we are going to gather at the Making Arts Alliance, I believe, at 5 o'clock on Monday. But we will, you, as the Make Music Day organizer, are going to recognize some people and organizations that have made an impact with Make Music Day and in our community. And I know that it is an invitation only, and we are still respecting some of the COVID protocol. The Arts Alliance is mask optional for the fully vaccinated, but we will be broadcasting that reception on Facebook Live on the Make an Arts Alliance Facebook page. So if you want to watch the reception, you can just go to Facebook, search Make an Arts Alliance, and you'll see our live broadcast then, and the video will remain on our Facebook page as well. So if you can't watch the reception live, you can go to our Facebook page anytime after that and watch the reception and the program.
Well, Julie, thank you so much for being my guest on Happy Talk Radio. You're always welcome back so we can talk more about the Macon Arts Alliance and what's happening in the city of Macon and in the world. So thank you.
Yeah, well, thank you, Gloria. Yes.
We're gonna look up making this growing. we're happy that COVID-19 is subsiding and that normalcy in some capacity is returning. Thank you. This is Gloria Stanley, your host, with the most happy talk from coast to coast.